Look at this man's profile picture. Why is he so angsty?
Oh my God, he's like hot though.
He's super hot, but why is he so angsty?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, he lives in LA.
Oh my God. Send him my picture.
Yeah. I'll swipe right in case.
Thanks.
Okay. And welcome to another episode of Finding Mr. Hyde, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my co-host Rourke. We could just leave that first part in.
I was going to say, we don't need a cold open anymore.
We don't. We're just like, look at this.
Making our own content. How's it going?
I am good. I am enjoying a very long weekend because I had Friday through Monday off.
Bliss.
Yes. Total bliss. How are you?
Well, I this is now a week late, but we're having a massive heat wave in LA right now, which I'm sure the people are hearing about.
Speaking of fire, like literally, right as we were about to transition into our Sunset Lake spot, they responded with a fire emoji to my story.
Oh my God. Which one? Which
Sunset
story?
Lake. Total hype people. It was actually the story that I posted about with me and Erica Spera from Shooters Gotta Shoot because they support her pod as well.
Oh, cute. Yeah. I like it.
That's how we got introduced to Sunset Lake is through
That's
Erica.
Right. That's yeah. right.
But wait, you were telling me about a hack that you have discovered with Sunset Lake.
I feel like one of those Instagram people that are like, life hack. Instead of this ingredient, like replace it with this one, like whatever. But anyway, no, seriously. So I've been doing ever since actually last time we recorded, I think, and you said you were using like the natural flavor.
Yeah.
I've been putting the natural flavor CBD oil in my morning coffee and it kind of like mellows the caffeine experience of the coffee. It's so fucking good.
I love that because I also really love Sunset Lake's coffee because they have coffee beans that I really do love. But that is an amazing hack for especially then you can have like the coffee beans that you love.
Exactly.
The CBD impact. That's great. Are you putting it in iced coffee? I've only ever had hot coffee with CBD.
I've been doing both.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I've been getting more into the daily gummies. Like, obviously, I need to buy more sleep gummies. I'm totally out of my sleep gummies.
These ones?
Exactly. And I've been getting into them. And I've been into them, basically.
Yeah. I really like it because the other day I was like feeling – I don't typically get jittery after coffee, but I was like jittery the other day. Oh. And I was like, I'm going to try this and see how this goes. And I am very into it.
I love that. So, yeah, we love Sunset Lake CBD. All their products are third-party tested for quality assurance. They ship directly from their farm in Vermont to your door. And you can check them out today at sunsetlakecbd.com. Use our coupon code FMH2020 for 20% off of all products.
Fab.
We love Sunset Lake. And they send fire emojis on Instagram. So
and
supportive.
I just got a little like warning on my computer. Heat wave. So we're getting fire in all – I'd rather have your fire. Fucking hot as hell in LA. I want to die.
It is not that hot here. It has cooled down. Although I'm like – I wore a jacket out last night and I was annoyed. I don't want to
be
in a jacket.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. That's delightful.
No. No, thank you.
I wore jeans and a tank top and that was fine. But yeah.
Yeah, last night was like the first time that it would have been like appropriate to wear pants. I did not because I – hate pants and I try to wear them as like put off wearing them as long as possible.
Yeah. See, I only wear pants like dresses and that stuff stresses me out.
Why? What's stressful about them?
I don't know. I just don't feel like I look good in them. Like they're just not made for me. They're not for me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I wear them sometimes. I don't know. I don't know. I always feel more myself in jeans.
Well, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like very, very much don't. I feel the most myself in like a little dress.
Yeah.
Or shorts. I like shorts a lot.
I like shorts as well. I like a silk, like I like a slip skirt.
Oh, yeah. I would never.
Oh, love a slip. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I'm honestly stressed about tomorrow. So like nobody gives a shit about this, but like we're going to talk about it because it's what's preoccupying me right now. So I came home from work on Thursday night. I'm in like a grumpy mood because of the heat, because it's just like really, I'm not sleeping well. It's just like very tough. Like I don't have air conditioning. Places in Santa Monica, like most places in LA, are not built for extreme temperature. And it always drives me crazy when I say that it's like, let's see what it is right now, actually. Because whenever I will tell my mom what the temperature is, because my parents are in Texas. Oh, because they're in Texas.
But they have air conditioning. It's very different.
Yeah. So it's 83 in Santa Monica right now, which is nuts for Santa Monica. Yeah,
that's really hot for a beachside town.
Yeah. And my mom will be like, well, it's 105 here.
But you're in air conditioning. It's very different.
Texas is made for the heat. Texas knows this. And
they know that it's hot.
Exactly. And so the buildings there are all done in such a way to prepare for that. Whereas here, we are not prepared for extreme temperatures in either direction. Like during the winter, in my old place, I would have to wear like a sweatshirt. I was wearing like a scarf inside. Yeah. But so anyway, this is all to say, I do not have air conditioning. My apartment is a fucking misery. And on Thursday, when I got home from work, the heat drives out bugs. I came home to my bedroom floor coated in winged termites.
No, what?
Allie, I wanted to throw up. They are so big and disgusting. I can't tell you. Like, do you know that a termite's like this big? I'm holding my finger like a half inch long, everybody, just by the way.
I thought termites were small for some reason.
No, termites are not small. They have these long, nasty bodies. They're like two ants lengths.
Ugh! So wait, so is that a problem that your building has termites?
Yeah, so pretty much every building in Santa Monica has termites. It's a question of just like
– how bad?
You kind of spot treat it until you can't any longer.
Yeah, and then you have to get those big circus tents.
Yeah. So I have some – of course – I leave for London, and so I was like, you need to get somebody out here on Friday, and nobody, like, I think that they're dealing with a lot of that, like, in LA right now, like, ants and, like, all that shit is, like, coming out because of the heat. Oh, my God,
they were all over your floor?
Yes. Luckily, they were not on, so, yeah, this is what I'm saying. So, like, I took a bunch of pictures because I obviously texted my landlord.
I'm so disturbed.
It was so disgusting, Allie. I couldn't walk across my floor safely.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. And I isolated where they must be coming from, I think, my like high wood ceiling. I literally was – so the first thing I just like was fucking – I was disgusting. I was profusely sweating, just killing all of them. Oh, anyway, sorry. What I was saying is I'm pretty sure they're coming from – or like I can tell where they're coming from generally. I cannot find the hole, but like I know that they're coming from this corner of my bedroom, which means that like it's nowhere near my bed. It's like I still like stripped my sheets because I was just like so repulsed and like
–
it was like –
The faces that I'm making, like I can't even.
Yeah. And so I figured out the drop zone basically, like where they were coming from. And I was driving around. So first of all, profusely sweating, killing them. And then I'm like, I need a fucking solution for tonight because like I can't emotionally like sleep here when like these are coming down. And so I went to an Ace Hardware and I got this termite killing foam. Okay. And I sprayed it on the floor of the drop zone.
So that when they drop down, they'll die.
Mm-hmm. And then I also used my Swiffer and sprayed it on my Swiffer like shaving cream and got on a step stool and like mushed the Swiffer into the ceiling.
Into
Thank
the
you.
Corner.
And huge improvement. Yesterday went well, only a few, and instant DOA, instant death upon arrival. So that's progress, but it's not good.
I'm so disturbed on your behalf.
Thank you.
Oh.
And this ties in a little bit with like dating updates where so great texting communication from the writer. I'm like super happy about it. You can tell that no games are being played because one of us will text, like sometimes for some reason, you know, one of us will text the other during the day and the other will be busy and there will be like a time gap. And then I can tell he will then like text me, for example, like later at night and I'll have my phone and respond immediately. And he responds immediately and we'll have like a little back and forth, you know? And so it's like, I can tell it's like, oh, you're with your phone, you're in bed, you're like getting ready for bed, whatever. Yeah. And it's just like really nice. Like I can tell like there's nothing about the cadence that's like the cadence is just natural. It's just like, this is how he relates to his phone in a way that like also is responsive and prioritizes me. Like I've never, never has a day passed without him responding or like we haven't spoken every day, but there's like no question or weirdness about it. It's like really, really nice.
That's great.
Yeah. And so anyway, this is all to say when these gaps like happen in early dating, I really hate like being negative. And because like I like to – not that like you shouldn't or can't share things that are negative or whatever. Like he and I have had like vulnerable conversations about something because on one of our dates, my dad was scheduled to have a malignant lymph node removed. But anyway, this is all to say we've like talked about like family health. I was saying that I was like my dad like keeps health stuff really locked in and like will not share it. And I've said to him – you need to tell me because like as I'm an adult, like as a kid, I understand why you hid things from me. But I'm now an adult where I want to make a choice where like don't blindside me and say you have like a limited amount of time and now it's too late for me to like move to Dallas or something. You know, like don't try to like protect my life. I will make a choice.
Yeah. I had those conversations with my parents a lot when my dad was sick.
I can imagine.
Like they – not to take away from your story, but
no, go.
They didn't tell my brother and me when my dad was given a year to live. He was already sick. We knew he was sick.
Yeah.
But when he was originally diagnosed, he was given like a year, year and a half. It was stage 4 prostate cancer. And then he lived for 6. So like by the time he was again given a year to live, like we were kind of lulled into a false sense of security in the sense that like he was sick. He was still like – not cured in any way, not in remission at all, but like not about to die. And so they were told apparently that he had a year to live in June of 2017. And they didn't tell us that until March of 2018.
Oh, that's a big, big gap.
Yeah. They like decided, I think it was my dad really, that like didn't want us to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I would have made a decision to move home at that time because he didn't want me to. Like adamantly did not want me to move home, but I would have wanted to know. So like all this to say that I like relate to what you're saying about like, I'm an adult, give me all the information so that I can make a decision as an adult.
Totally. Yes. And so long segue on both – or not segue, like long tangent on both of
tangents
our parts.
Tangents on everybody's part. Yeah.
Long tangent on our parts. But my point is we've talked about like serious things. Like it's right. Not like our dates have been all like, oh, fun, light, like TV shows, music, movies. And that's, you know, that's been there too. But whatever. My point is –
I understand that though. Like not wanting like when he's away, like you want his thoughts about you to be like fun and positive.
Exactly. Like it's a very dumb sort of like behavioral training thought where I'm like, I want him to have a positive association with texting me, right?
Yeah, totally.
And so when he was texting me on Thursday and was like, how's your day? I was like – not my favorite.
Not great.
It's not been good. And so I did tell him about the termites. And so anyway, yeah, it's like I have this weird thing where it's like, I don't want to be, so like, I want it to stay I want it to be positive. And then I also like, don't want to be like, you're with your family, you're having fun, like solve my problems or like come listen to me complain. And like, you know, it's like, I don't want to be that addition to whatever is going on. Like I want to be a pleasant addition, you know?
Yeah. Even though I doubt that is how he perceived that story.
I'm sure. Yeah. I also, cause like, and he also actually, he like responded actually in thinking about it, like a very nice way where he didn't like try to like mansplain to me how to handle the situation. He just was like, oh my God, that's terrible. Like
that sucks.
And they get somebody out there to like, is, you know, is it, how quickly can it be fixed? You know, whatever, which was a nice way to respond.
Yeah.
This is all to say, I apologize if I'm being grumpy and complaining to the writer, the listeners, everyone, you. I'm so sorry, everyone. What's going on with
that.
You?
You don't seem that grumpy.
Thank you. I hope it's...
I would be a hell of a lot grumpier if I had discovered termites all over my bedroom floor. Let me tell you.
Oh, my mom's going to be furious when she hears this.
Oh.
Anyway, what's going on with you?
One of the things that makes me... So I, in news in my life, I'm closing on my apartment a week from yesterday.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
That's huge. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the making. Closing, like, escrow is so fucking long in New York City. Like, 60 days is considered a really fast escrow.
Okay, it's so funny you say that because, like, this feels so – in LA, like, that people, like, are, like week-long – like, weekend close. It's fucking nuts.
It's, like, not – it's, like – I don't know if it's not allowed, but, like, 60 – it's a 60 to 90-day escrow. It's, like, that is what happened in New York City. And 60 days is considered incredibly fast.
Damn.
And so it's been – it'll be like a little over 60. So this is a fast escrow apparently, but for me it's felt like a lifetime.
Yeah.
So I close next week,
like,
and then
Mary and Thomas have bought and like demoed a house like in your closing period.
Yeah. No.
It's fucking nuts. Sorry.
Yeah. And my mom's and my offers were accepted for her new townhouse, were accepted on the same day. My mom
is already
in construction on her place.
Holy shit.
So
do you have roaches?
Yeah. I do not. Oh my God. I just like, I got a heart palpitation even thinking about that. I maybe shouldn't say this out loud, knock on wood, been very, very lucky in my 13 years in New York that I have never really had any insect or rodent problems in an apartment I've lived in.
Yeah. I actually didn't either when I lived in New York, but.
Yeah, I've had ants both here and in my former apartment, but it's because I have outdoor space and so they come inside. It's like, makes sense. But on the grand, in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal.
Very livable.
Very, very livable. Yeah. Occasionally I'll get like a spider or something and my cats, they do not kill them, but they do enjoy pointing them out to me.
Sweet.
So basically if I ever see them like concentrating on something on the ground, I'm like, oh, there's a bug.
Mm-hmm.
They won't kill it. They're just like, mom, over here. So not helpful.
We have a new pet.
We have a new, yeah. We're like, this is here. Is this supposed to be here? Should you want to do something about this? What's going on with me? Well, I have not been on any dates. I was supposed to have a date today. I mentioned before, I think, that I was like setting up a date. I ended up canceling it. I went into more detail on Patreon, but there's not like that much more detail to go into, honestly. I just like wasn't getting a good vibe from him. There was like nothing really specific, but I trusted that gut, so I canceled that date. I've been talking to this guy who lives in San Diego who was just visiting here.
Oh.
And both of us, I think I actually might, if I'm still single when I go visit home for the holidays, go out with him when I'm home.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
like interesting. So I didn't notice that he doesn't live here when I swiped right on him. And when that happens, I always still message the person and say what happened and be like, hey, like, you know, I forget exactly what I say, but I'll be like, hey, like, I just noticed, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't notice that you don't live here. And like, I'm looking for a long-term relationship. So, you know, I don't think this is going to work out, but like have so much fun in New York, whatever. And it's people are almost always like very understanding, but I like to do that because like, I hate when I match with somebody and then like immediately get unmatched. And so like, I like to, you know, give a reason.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then in my message, I mentioned something about being from San Diego because I was like, oh, maybe I like had a brain fart because like I'm from San Diego. So like, you know, maybe I just like got confused. I don't know. And then he was like, I know we're supposed to be ending this conversation, but like now I'm curious about like, where are you from in San Diego? And then both of us kept being like, I know we're not supposed to be talking anymore, but like, I'm curious about this.
How interesting.
Yeah. And like next thing you know, we're having like a whole conversation and we're not like actively talking anymore because of he doesn't live here.
Yeah.
But we did follow each other on Instagram, which isn't something that I normally do.
It took the words from my mouth. I was about to say that's not something that normally happens. What's the
never?
Yeah.
He asked. He was like, oh, well, like next time you're home, if you're in like if you're up for it, like we should grab a drink. And I said, totally. And he was like, well, you know, like it might be a little bit weird to keep in touch over Bumble for the next 3 months. So like, here's my Instagram. Like if you would want to keep in touch there. And by keep in touch, I think I meant that I think he did too. Like when I come home, if I want to reach out, that's how I'll do it. Versus like finding this dude in Bumble that I talked to 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And my personal Instagram also, to be clear.
Actually, do you know what's funny? Last night, I was with the friend group for Matt's brother's birthday, whose name is Cole. And he I can't remember. Did we answer this question on Patreon? I think we did. Somebody wrote in about when is too early to put yourself in your new city.
Yep, that was last week on Patreon.
So a girl set her location as Los Angeles 5 months.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But she's apparently here now and he's going to go out with her.
That's so fun. I love that.
Yeah. And so we were talking about how like 5 months, and it was actually very interesting to hear the guy's perspective where like Dennis was saying that like, he's like, to me, like that is somebody who is so trying to, and Dennis is a very like unscheduled person. He like,
yeah,
lives his life moment to moment. And he was saying how for him, that would not, he's like, I would just immediately feel like no to somebody who is doing it that early, because to me that speaks of somebody who is trying to like schedule love 5 months in advance. Like that's not gonna work for me, like somebody who's thinking that far ahead. Anyway, it was just, I was like, oh, we like literally were just talking about this.
That's too funny.
Yeah. So 5 months.
So yeah. So if I am still available for a date, I will totally reach out to him when I'm home for Thanksgiving. Because I'm actually planning on being home for like some fairly extended periods of time in November and possibly December into January. So yeah. So that could be fun. And the other thing that's going on right now is, speaking of Erica Spera, she and I have made a profile together on Foreplay, which is this like double dating app in New York. I think it's only in New York still. I actually know for a fact it's not in LA yet. There's a wait list for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if there's any other cities, but so far it's not the most fruitful for us, but I do really like the concept.
So do we know, I mean, this is always so hard. I wish there was a way to know. I realize why they don't give this data. It makes a ton of sense. Like, how many people are on it?
So it is actually has gotten much more popular here. I don't know the answer. I don't know the specific answer to your question. But I was DMing with one of the co-founders, like the one who runs their social account, who actually happens to be a good friend of my coworker, like random connection. Not the reason that we tried this app out, nor is this a partnership. Also want to be clear about that. But I was DMing with her and she mentioned that they're in their 30s, the two co-founders, but the app has been taken over by younger people.
Oh, funny.
And so she was joking that she and her co-founder are both single and they are on the app themselves as they call them teams on the app. They are on the app themselves and like they are having trouble finding men in their 30s to go on double dates with because the app has gotten so popular with younger people. So I do think there are a lot of people on this app, but it doesn't seem like they're as much in my demographic.
Got it. Okay. The Gen Zers have overtaken.
Yes. But it's a really cool concept. Like I – at like a very high level overview.
Oh, I'm into it. If you recall, Amy and I tried to create this in Dallas.
Yes. Which Erica and I are now like, should we do that?
It didn't not work. Like we had fun.
Yeah. I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
But the way, especially because she like hasn't been as active on the apps recently, so we could like transition her profile possibly.
Mm. So. Another idea. I saw a TikTok where like this group of girls, like three girls who live together, plan a date for the same night and then all agree to meet up. Like if they like the guy, they bring the guy. And if they don't, they come alone to like a second location later.
That's
you guys
really
can do that.
Fun. That's really fun. It does require us to both find dates.
It's a lot
that
of coordination.
Are available on the same day. Yeah.
But that would be a double date. That's inherently what you're getting.
True, but they would be handling that on their end.
True.
Yeah. But anyway, but what the thing that I like about this app though is that, so if you create a Bumble with someone to go on double dates like you and Amy did, or like me and Erica might do, you're like locked into going on double dates with that person. Like that profile is only for the two of you. What I like about Foreplay so far, even though potentially my demographic has not made it there yet, is that you have individual profiles that then come together with another person. So you have both an individual profile and also a joint profile.
Oh.
So you can double date with multiple friends.
That's cool. That yeah. makes sense.
And that's why they call it a team. So you can like – at any given time, you're swiping as a particular team. Like I'll swipe for me and Erica. But then if I was on it with you, I could then be like, okay, now I'm swiping for me and Rourke.
I love that. That's a very that makes sense. It's not a growth strategy otherwise. So that's –
Yeah, completely. Yeah. It makes that's total sense. Smart. Yeah, it's very cool. So – and then you have like – so you have your individual profile, but then you have like a joint bio.
Cute.
And you can add joint pictures that then show up in addition to that. So it's very cool. I just – yeah, it would be amazing. We just – I just need more like – we actually went down to 28 because she's 31. So that's not even like – that's within her normal range. It's lower than mine.
Yeah.
We just like need more people that are older to be on it so that it can be cool.
Yeah. I mean, as with all social media, wait a little bit and the olds will come in.
Yeah, the olds.
Yeah.
Where are the olds? Come on, people. We're
I mean, on the Patreon, we were talking about our hips. So.
Yep. Yeah, I do have hip problems. So that could be fun. Hasn't materialized into anything yet. And then my matchmaker told me in our check-in this week that she has reached out to several people in the last like week or so. So nice. Maybe dates could come out of that.
Fob.
So we shall see. I also have like a kind of funny story. Are there people for you on Bumble or on Hinge that you see like fairly often and you like know them even though you're not interested in them? You don't swipe right on them, but you like know them.
It is so funny you say this. Yes, there's this one guy. He's like 6'9" and he's like also he's a very thin man. That's relevant. Uh-huh. Not only is he always aggregating in my algorithm, I fucking see this guy around town all the time.
Wait, this story is like very parallel to mine all of a sudden. This is
funny. Oh, really? That's so yeah. funny. No, literally, because he always shows up. He must be in his mid-30s because he shows up for both me and Amy. He like must be in our both of our ranges. We like see him at brunch. We see him at the farmer's market. We see him all the fucking time. It becomes like a Where's Waldo because he's like I said, he's like 6'9".
So
it becomes like a Where's Waldo, and like we'll take like a discreet photo and be like, it's the guy.
That's super funny.
Anyway, I'm so, sorry I cut off your
story. For me, there are several guys, not in real life, but there are several guys that I see on Bumble and I have seen on Bumble across the course of the last like I don't know how long Bumble's been around, but a long time. It's not 10 years because Tinder just hit 10, so it can't be that long. But there's one guy in particular who I started seeing when I moved to this neighborhood. So I know that he like his distance radius must be like kind of small. He's a very, very distinctive man.
Okay.
And one of the things in like physicality, but also his photos are wild. He is – in one of them, he's in this like unitard thing. In another, he's in fishnets.
Like the Borat unitard?
Or yeah, yeah. But okay. not in like a trying to be Borat way. In like a – you know, he's funky.
Got it.
He probably goes to Burning Man. You know, he's like – but his pictures are really distinctive in that sense because like – it's even his first photo, like it'll come up and you'll be like, whoa, like it hits you in the face with like he's out there. Right. So I've seen this man all the time and he comes up in my algorithm all the time. And I was walking towards Prospect Park a couple days ago and I saw him in real life and he was wearing a security guard uniform going into a bank.
Whoa, what like, a plot twist.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that is a very different outfit and a very different life than I would have imagined this man to lead.
It's such like a straight edge career.
Yeah.
Wow, fascinating. Yeah.
I know. So yeah, so that is my one of my Bumble men. But yeah, there are a lot. There are a lot that I see. And I like, you see the TikToks that are like, when you get back onto the dating apps and you're like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Like totally. There are like definitely people that I see like fairly often. Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. I do have like several developing conversations that I'm hoping.
Yeah. There's one that I'm a fan of that you were texting me about. I want to.
Yeah.
I feel like that will, that seems to me like it will materialize.
I think so too. I actually suggested tonight.
Oh, great.
Right before we hopped on this recording. I don't know if he's free yet.
Check your Bumble.
Check. I don't know. Oh yeah. Cause I don't have push notifications anymore. Let's see. No, he hasn't responded.
Okay.
So because I canceled my plans, and I was like, oh, we'll just see if this guy's free.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, I think you're right. I think based on the conversation so far, it is heading that way.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. Before we get into hot topics, we have a listener poll.
Oh, that's right. I'm gonna be so blind on this one. I didn't even look.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have been able to.
Oh, there's nothing to see. It was a fill in the
blank. Yep. Okay. It was a fill in the blank. Yeah. I didn't want to lead the witness by making it an actual poll. So some background is needed here because the genesis of this poll happened on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So on Patreon. And in the show notes, let's include this emoji so that people know exactly what we're talking about.
I don't know if I can like type in the emoji.
Oh, you can't? You can't use emojis in show notes? Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, good call. All right, people will probably be able to figure it out. On Patreon, somebody asked a question and included an emoji. And we then were like, I think that I have like a different interpretation of this emoji than a lot of people in the way that I use it. The technical name for the emoji in Apple is grimace. So it's the like that's
I what call it's it the gritted teeth emoji.
Yeah. So it's called like the actual like Apple calls it grimace. It is the one where like all the teeth are showing. It's like a rectangle face, like a rectangle like
pulling
mouth.
A long mouth across their teeth.
Yes, exactly. Like showing all of your teeth, right? Hopefully everybody knows what emoji we're talking about. And if you don't, search Google, pause this and Google grimace emoji. It'll come up. So we were curious. We wanted to ask the listeners, what do you think this emoji means? Like it's called grimace.
Yeah.
But like, what do you think it means? And I didn't actually say it's called grimace.
I don't think you provided that context because I did see the question.
I didn't. Okay. I purposely didn't.
So I use this as like, eek.
Tell me more about eek. Like, use it in a sentence.
So I will use it sometimes like slightly passive aggressively too, where let's say, for example, this actually happened the other day. I was like kind of frustrated. Somebody told me that they were going to be leaving their home at a certain time when in fact that was when they wanted to be meeting at the location.
Ah.
Yes. And so it was 10 minutes from that time. And I said, hey, reminder to let me know when you leave. And they said like, oh, we already did. We're 10 minutes from arrival. And I was like, okay, great. And so I responded like, oh, I was told that's when you were leaving. Eek. Yeah.
Okay. So that is by far the most popular way that people use it.
Let's go. Get
which
my
is why. Well, but this is – I knew – my point on Patreon was that I use it the quote-unquote wrong way.
Oh, okay.
Like I know that I don't use it the way that everybody else does. So,
you're just a wild and quirky gal.
Just a wild and quirky gal.
You're just in a silly, goofy mood. Just like reading about like. Also, this is like slightly funny too, in the sense that's like I'm extrapolating that this crazy counterfactual idea that you are just like living your life with like different definitions of emojis, where it's like I'm sending you a laugh cry emoji, and you're like that fucking bitch. I read that as like f you. Like, that's the way I use that emoji.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead. So most people said either that or like cringe. The word cringe came up a lot.
I can see that.
Or whoops. People said like oopsies or whoopsies or like, which is kind of similar to what you said, right? Like a ooh kind of thing. People said that too.
Like, oh, I was told that's when you were leaving.
Oops, yeah. Yikes. Please, the word fuckers. Yikes. Yeah. The word yikes came up a lot.
That's that's
or like nervousness. And here's an answer that that perfectly encapsulates how I use it. This person said, I know I use it wrong. So I do too.
I love like the awareness and yet the resistance. Like I'm consciously making this choice.
I know I use it wrong, but I mean a cheeky ha-ha grin. And that is how I use it. I use it to be cheeky.
So then use it in a sentence for you.
It's like when I say something it's like a tee-hee, tee-hee are the words that I'm saying when I put that. Like, oh gosh, now I'm going to struggle to come up with a sentence for it.
I wish I could like search my texts for an emoji.
Oh, can you not?
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out.
Try it. I'm going to try it right now and see. It's in my top one. I use it a lot, but now I'm like.
Oh yeah, you can. Oh, here, I have it for you.
Oh, you have it. I said it to you. Okay.
Yes.
Tell me, how did I use it in a sentence?
You said, I'm going to put in an offer on this apartment. Gritted teeth emoji, which makes no sense as yikes. So then, yes. Okay.
It's like, yeah, like.
Mm-hmm. That is clearly how you're using it there. You deranged person.
But I also use it when I'm being cheeky. Like I will use it interchangeably with the upside down smiley face.
I think that there is a Venn diagram with the upside down smiley face.
Yeah.
Of like, whoopsies. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm all, to me, the most fire emoji now is that melting one. I'm obsessed with the melting one.
I do love the melting one. Do you have any emojis that you know you use wrong? I have another one.
No, I'm fucking fluent in emoji. I kill it.
No, I know, but it's – I am actively choosing to use it in a way that like resonates with me. So anyway, so yes, the listener poll has confirmed that I do in fact use the grimace emoji incorrectly, but I won't stop.
There you go. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. So I just got back from Costa Rica and I decided to just fully lean into my curls while I was there and was so happy that I had all of my Pros hair care customized specifically for my hair to take with me.
Oh, that's the best. You need it, especially if you're going to be in those super humid places.
Exactly. And I recently actually started trying their curl cream, which I hadn't used before. I've used their shampoo, their conditioner, their dry shampoo. The curl cream is legit.
Yeah, I like all their stuff. Their dry shampoo is one of my favorites. And I was a little intimidated when I first used it because it was like a powder in my hands. Much better than a lot of the like spray can ones I've tried elsewhere. So it's my go-to for my dry shampoo for sure.
Yeah, it was just really great to not have to worry about my hair. Like it sounds so silly, but it's a good relief.
No, but especially anyone who has travel coming up, we've all been there. You try to bring a hair dryer and it doesn't work. And it's like when you're in the heat, trying to dry your hair with heat is a nightmare. Everybody knows that. So it could be worth it to go to Pros and check out what do they have for your natural hairstyle to help your hair dry naturally even better.
Yeah, and Pros is so confident that you're going to bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order, 50, at pros.com/FMH.
So you get your free consultation and then 50% off at pros.com/FMH. That's PROSE.com/FMH.
I don't know about you, Erica, but I have always been a PMS girly. Like that week before I get my period, even though I don't actually get a period anymore because of my IUD, the week when I would get it, I have always had just hormones all over the place, cravings, it's cramps, just all sorts of stuff. And it's been so much easier to manage my PMS with Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth.
So one thing I really like about this company is so many health studies they don't reveal has only been done on men. So I love a company that is actually making products not only designed for women, but is also testing them with women. Makes a huge, huge difference. Taking the Hormone Harmony isn't just for like menopause. I feel like we hear hormones and people think like, oh, that's not for me. But it can work for all of us at any age. Whether you do still have those night sweats, right? You don't have to have menopause to be hot at night. All right. That's your girl all the time. Racing thoughts and low moods, maybe poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or the occasional bloating or gas. Hormone Harmony can help you with all of these things.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, and the beauty of those is they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal change that we're talking about, or any of those issues that you mentioned. The biggest benefit is just feeling like myself all the time and not having these like ups and downs.
If you're interested in getting something like this into your routine, you should definitely check them out. And we have a limited time deal for you. You can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com and just use the code FMH at checkout.
Alrighty. But I'll ask you the first one. Hi, Eileen Rourke. Your podcast has helped me immensely in setting boundaries and maintaining a happy relationship. I've currently been with my boyfriend for 7 months, and we are very much in love. However, we are very different people. He's extremely introverted and shy, while I'm a lot more outgoing. We also have different financial situations. I have a cushy corporate job, while he makes slightly above minimum wage. I find that I've been taking the lead on initiating and planning dates more than he has recently, and I feel this may be due to budget limitations on his end, him being more of a homebody and him not being as much of a planner as I am. I recognize I've contributed to that dynamic by taking the lead, but I'd like to shift it so that he plans and initiates more dates. I'm perfectly happy doing things within his budget range, like going to a park, watching a movie at home, but I struggle with finding the language to communicate that I'd like him to initiate that without sounding dictatorial. I don't think his hesitance to plan is indicative of his feelings for me, as he is constantly expressing how much he loves me. He just seems like a more of a go-with-the-flow guy. Please advise.
So the finances part of this question is very well timed, because next week we are kicking off our finances and dating two-part arc.
Love it.
So I'll touch on, I'm going to more talk about the, like, I think in this answer, more the like personality differences versus the financial piece. One, because I think it's more relevant here, but two, because we're going to get really into finances and dating next week and the week after. So I think it sounds like she is already thinking about it in the way that I would advise too, which is that she's really focused more on like the intent behind it. And it's not like he has to do all this crazy stuff. It's just that like she wants to know that he wants to do things with her and is like excited to come up with ideas of his own too. And I think that one of the ways that you can get at this is by starting to ask, what are things that you think would be fun to do together? Like, rather than coming at it from, and then I think you can get to, you know, the fact that you would love for them to plan too, but like starting kind of that brainstorming atmosphere where it's like not just what I want to do and what I plan, but also like, what are some things that you think would be fun?
Yeah.
What are like things that you would want to experience with me? Like, do you have, you know, is there anything you've been wanting to do? And then you can kind of transition into that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that I recently saw a TikTok about like how to chain together like action and then like tell the person what it does for you to make it like land better. And so like exactly what you're saying, I would recommend approaching it as like, I love how much you tell me that you love me. It will make me feel so good if you planned movie night for us, and that would make me feel really cared for and seen. Or, you know, like that's
whatever clunky. Whatever words.
Yeah. But telling him like what you're asking for and then connecting it to why it'll make you feel good is like a great call to action. Like if I had a friend, you know, say to me like, I actually said this to a friend recently where I have felt like I have two friends right now who just got homes that require a substantial amount of work because that's, you know, with the LA market, they're like, this is what we can't afford. It is a shithole. And they call their homes shithole. That's not me. And so they have been like very busy, and I recognize that. And it's something we talked about actually with Jillian Richardson about how like, things aren't necessarily equal, that sometimes, you know, like people do have different flexibility, and you kind of, if you want to maintain the friendship, figure that out. But it was feeling with this like one friend, it was
feeling really one-sided, where I really wanted her to initiate and tell me that she wanted to see me as much as like I wanted to see her. And honestly, like, I will come to you 10 times out of 10. If you are uncomfortable leaving because like your kitchen got like demoed and you need me to bring dinner, done.
Great. Let's do it.
It's not like I need you to plan a day out for us, but like, tell me you want to see me. And yeah. So like, I actually said to her, like, we were kind of like we were sort of going back and forth about something. And I ended up saying like, I like have been feeling a little distant lately. And, you know, I know we've like, I know it's unreal. Like, we used to have like weekly hangs. And I was like, I know it, like, our lives are not realistic anymore to support like a consistent weekly hang, but like, I'd love to know that you do want to hang it with like some consistency. And like, I've been feeling a little distant and like, I just love you and I don't want that to happen. Like, I don't want to drift. And she's like, totally, like, lives have changed, you know? And like, we had a great discussion about it. And then she was like, what are you doing this weekend? You know, come over for dinner. And her and her husband like cooked for me. It was lovely. And so like, this happens in all sorts of relationships. And I think expressing like how you're feeling about it and then connecting that to the action is like the effective way to do it. Sorry, that was like a really long road to get there.
No, I think that totally makes sense though. And you know, making it like she did in the question, really clear that it's not about what the thing is.
Yeah.
It's not like she needs an extravagant, you know, date idea, or that it even needs to be that involved. It could be totally super simple.
Yeah.
Like you said, a movie night, a walk in the park.
Those sound delightful to me.
Those sound wonderful.
Also like, or like, you know, picnic, like go to Trader Joe's, get some chips and salsa and fucking sit out in the park. Like,
yeah, anything.
Bring a book, sit together. You know, like there are a bunch of, it just sounds like she wants like a little bit more kind of like quality time.
Yeah.
On his
quality time initiated
impetus.
By him.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey girls, love you over here in Scotland. Oh, fun. You're going to be so close to.
Yeah, come visit me.
I've recently started dating a guy. What?
I said, come ride a horse with me. And then I almost dropped my water bottle.
I've recently started dating a guy about 1.5 months now who has just told me he's been offered a dream job in another country. I'm so, so happy for him. But before this, we were talking about the next steps of our relationship, obviously assuming we would both be living in the same country. And now this seems to have put a spanner in the works.
A spanner in the works. It's like throwing like a something in a wheel to make the wheel like trip.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Is that more common?
It's a British. Like, I hear it all. It's a Love Island. I hear it all. I learned about it from Love Island.
Okay. That makes sense why I have never heard that before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like a wrench. It's throwing a wrench in things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Great. Fun lesson. So let me back up. So this seems to have put a spanner in the works. Since he told me, we've not spoken about how this impacts us, and I'm so worried about bringing up the subject as I don't want to pop our bubble that we're in. Any advice, please?
Oh, you got to talk about this.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's funny because it's a little bit like what I was saying in my updates where it's like, you want to be fun. You want to enjoy your time together. You don't want to like be too serious, but like you need to talk about the fact that you will be living in a different country.
Yes.
With Scotland, is the different country like Wales? Like what's the geography here?
I was wondering that too, of like how far away, because Scotland could be very close to the country that in question.
Totally. Like if I lived in Brownsville, Texas, I could date somebody in Mexico.
Totally.
But anyway, I would like to, you know, not that, that sort of changes that's not what she's asking, right?
No.
You very much just need to talk about this. And I would just absolutely, you know, over dinner, next time you guys are hanging out, I would just say, you know, I hate to change the mood here, but there's this reality that you're going to be working in a different country and we need
to. If he has accepted the job, it's not clear that he's taking it. He's been offered a dream job in another country, which like, even if you're not dating somebody, moving to another country, even for your dream job is a big deal.
Yeah.
So there's but he could be worried. Like if this were me, I might be worried that like, I don't want him to think that I'm asking him to not take it or like,
you know, like that is another thing that could be coming up.
For sure. Yeah. And I think that there's a way to can like control that in your, like in how you interact on the point. Like I think you could easily make it clear, like, this is amazing. Like, congratulations. Like, I'm just interested in like what you kind of like, what does that look like for us?
Yeah.
Like, what does you taking that job look like for us? My friend Ian actually like used this in his vows when he and Anna got married, and like very early in their relationship, he interviewed for a job that would have like made them long distance.
Uh-huh.
Anna wrote him like a letter to open like before he did the interview. And it was this like letter about how, you know, like how she like wanted him to like kill this interview and how amazing he was and how like,
yeah,
whatever happens happens, but like he like needs to like, but like do everything, like nail this interview, like don't, you know, it was like lovely. Yeah. And he like talked about it in his vows, like how he felt so supported, even though there was this like potential difficult conversation or lack of like things could have really gone a different way for them. And so I think like you can very easily come across as supportive, but still inquiring as to how it hits your life.
Right. And also I think about how you would want it to hit your life too. Like this is, you have agency here as well.
Mm-hmm.
If yeah. like that's something, if he were to move and that's something that you don't want, that's totally valid as well.
Yeah.
You know, but still going to have to talk about it.
Yes.
Either way, there's got to be a conversation happening.
And there's a huge, to the point you just made, there's a huge range of outcomes here. There is like, do we try long distance and visit and see if I can move there? Do we totally break up? Do we have fun until it's kind of the ASV like option set, honestly.
Yeah, it really is.
But yeah. Yeah. So talk, please.
Talk, please.
Sorry. Please speak. That's our advice.
Please speak.
This one Allie touches on, and it's a good preview because I think we should actually probably do an uncensored episode. It's been a minute.
I have one. Well, Erica and I are doing one when you're gone, but we should also do one together.
Oh, okay. Well, this will be a good transition then.
Yeah.
Longtime listener, longtime lurker, first time question asker.
I've
been dating this guy for 2 months. Nothing physical has happened other than a kiss. He said he wanted to take it slow, which is totally fine. But then last weekend, he revealed that he is a virgin. Oh. Not religious reasons. It just hasn't happened yet. We are both in our late 20s. I want to think that this isn't a big deal. And I logically know it's not. But I can't get over it. It feels like a lot of pressure for me to be his first and make sure it lives up to what he's built it up in his head. Plus, I'm nervous about how to teach him so much. How do I talk to him about this while remaining sensitive and not being a jerk?
Yeah, that's really hard.
I put this one on you.
Thanks like, for that.
I'm not having Allie read this one to me. I can't handle it.
Super grateful for you. This is really hard. I think I would have similar emotions. And so I want to ask, on the one hand, do we know that he has built this up in his head?
Great question.
He might have, or he might also think it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's just that he, like, you know, I don't know it just hasn't happened yet. Could have a few reasons behind it. Like, it could be that he was, you know, waiting to be in love, or it could be that he's like waiting for a relationship, or, you know, whatever the case is. It might not be that he's like waiting for it to be this amazing, momentous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and if he is, then I think having conversations about that is important. But I mean, again, I think the only way over is through, kind of thing. Like you're gonna have to talk about it. And I'm also curious. So they've been dating for 2 months and they've kissed. Is she or he looking to, she's mentioned he wants to take things slow. Like, where is he at with that physical development?
Yeah. And does he want to jump from kissing to penetrative sex? Like,
right. Like, where, and also a good question, there are many other things in between those two acts that he might have already experienced.
Yes.
And so, like, are you at the limit of what he's experienced already? Or, and that's what, you know, like, where are you at? And I think, like, having conversations about what that progression might look like and what you are looking for out of a relationship too, from a physicality perspective, is going to be important. And yeah, those conversations are probably going to feel a little awkward, but I don't think there's a way around having them.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you want to be able to talk to your partner about sex if that's something that you want to be a part of your relationship.
Oh, for sure. I think, yeah, talking about, like, communicating about your physical relationship with somebody, I think is essential, like, just as a skill generally in a relationship. Would this be, just between you and me, would this be a deal breaker for you?
No, off the top of my head.
I think it would be for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think that I, like, couldn't handle this.
It feels so far removed from something I've experienced before that it's, like, a little bit hard to put myself in those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there's probably a lot of context around it, but I don't think so. One thing that I was going to say is that in terms of, you know, being worried that it's not going to live up to what builds up in his mind and, you know, all of that stuff, at some point, like, he's an adult and he's responsible for his feelings surrounding it.
All true.
And obviously you want to be kind and, you know, make, hopefully he's making you feel comfortable and you're making him feel comfortable and all of that stuff. But, like, he is responsible for the expectations that he is or is not building up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the worry about teaching somebody something is a future her problem. Like, she doesn't know that she's going to have to.
He's just going to be like a fish that's, like, born to swim. Like, he's just going to be like, really good at sex, like, off the bat.
Or she, put another way, she doesn't know that she won't have to tell him what feels good to her, what works for her in a different way than she would with anybody else that she's never slept with before.
Yes, you do sort of have to teach everyone, frankly.
You do. That's what I was getting at. You do.
I understand your point.
Yeah, like, there might be people who are just, maybe they've been with somebody prior to you who likes the same things you do coincidentally, and then you don't have to teach them as much. But you got really fucking lucky if that's the case.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So, yeah.
I would say it's funny because, like, to me, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes if I was him. Yeah. And for me, I would want to just, like, frankly, like, you need to cross the Rubicon.
That's exactly you what need I to meant do by it. Future new problem. That's and, exactly what I meant.
Yeah. And so I almost think that if she can parse through the kind of expectations and that he might have and lower them, essentially, not necessarily lower them, but, like, cabin them to what the experience is and how much or how little it means and, you know, what it is.
Yeah.
And then be like, I'm going to do you a solid. Whatever happens between us, you never have to have this conversation again because we're going to do this.
Because it's going to be fine. Yeah.
And it's going to be fine. And, like, to me, it's almost, and this probably is what you were saying by future her problem also, like, it's only been 2 months. There are a lot of, like, no offense, there are a lot of other reasons why this might not work besides this.
No, absolutely.
And so, like, if you both want to do this, I think you should just do it. It's, like, early enough where, like, you can always just see how everything else evolves and, like, I don't know, just do it.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked the like, kind of my first reaction was, like, what is behind it not having happened yet for him? Because I understand her hesitancy if his reasoning is that, like, he's waiting to be in love and it's going to be, you know,
it needs to be magical, person. Amazing.
Yeah, it needs to be magical, amazing, and it's going to be with the person that he's with forever. And that would probably be a deal breaker for me.
Yes.
If the person had that mentality about it, because that is just so much pressure that I do not know. I cannot know before I sleep with somebody if they are my person.
No.
And we're going to be together forever. Like, there's just no possible way to know that. And so if I if I thought or knew that the person was attaching that to it, that would be a deal breaker for me for sure.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that. All right. So, I think we doled out some good advice today.
I think so too. And lots of upcoming stuff to dig into this more. The Uncensored with Erica and our finances and dating, where we've got an episode next week with just the two of us. And then we've got a guest coming on the week after that. It's going to be great.
Be excited. And we're soliciting questions, I assume, for the like financial stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Sweet. All right. I'm going to go.
Look out for that.
I'm trying to think of like places I can go that will be cool.
Cool. Oh, not cool sunglasses emoji. Cool.
Definitely not.
Temperature wise.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, can I just like go to the movies and like sit by myself? Honestly, I might do that. I might go to the office because it's Arctic there. Anyway.
I actually did that during Hurricane Sandy when my apartment lost power, but my roommate and I stayed there, but it was freezing because it was November and we didn't have heat because of the power outage. We went to my office like most nights and watched movies there and stayed warm before we went to bed.
That's like so brutal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we will see. We will see. Anyways. All right. Well, lovely couple hours with you.
Yes.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.